This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good evening. You're locked into The Pulse, Daryl and Hanif with you this evening. Just to recap, at the top of the hour, we talked about artificial and deepfake music, and we're asking you on the program, do you think artificial music is the future of the music business? Do tweet us your answers at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yeah, and we also explored the ever-evolving relationship between music and video games in light of, I guess, Stormzy's recent appearance in Watch Dogs Legion.
I'm really looking forward to Watch Dogs and Cyberpunk, actually.
Same here, bro.
Now we're about to get into a rapid-fire news segment that we like to call... By the way, the Grammy nominations were just announced this morning, and one big absentee that was expected to perform strongly at the awards is Canadian pop star The Weeknd. Mm. The past year for The Weeknd has been a fruitful one thanks to his hit album After Hours and the single Blinding Lights, which is the longest running top 10 hit in US chart history. After the nominations, The Weeknd, obviously, you know, a bit of inverted commas saw loser, he tweeted out accusing the Grammys of being corrupt after failing to receive any nominations for the 2021 awards. And I have to say, you know, seeing his name plastered over the past year, this came as a surprise to me as well.
I am actually curious, like, why wasn't he nominated though?
We'll never know, I guess. Wait till they reply his tweet. For the record, Beyonce is leading this year's nominations at the Grammys with 9 in total. Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift and Rod The Rich are close behind with 6 apiece.
By the way, Radiohead has released a statement about the tragic case of the death of their drum technician, Scott Johnson, in 2012. Scott Johnson passed away after a stage collapse at Toronto's Downsview Park. Mm. The engineer that was responsible for the design of the stage, Dominic Cuglieri, initially pleaded not guilty to negligence during the initial trial in 2013, but has now admitted in a recent trial last week to, I quote, a catalogue of errors and the negligence on his part that led to the stage collapse and Scott's death. You can read the full statement on Radiohead's Instagram page, but sharing with you a bit of it, Radiohead said that these admissions are 8 years too late. If the evidence now accepted by Mr. Cuglieri had been agreed at the original court case brought against him, Live Nation and the contractor Optech Staging, it would have been complete in one day with a very different outcome and some justice would have been delivered. As it is, Mr. Cuglieri has now retired and is seemingly beyond any legal recrimination. So that's basically what Radiohead said in its statement. The Discipline Committee... The Discipline Committee of the Association of Professional Engineers of Ontario, PEO, in that recent hearing, found Cuglieri guilty of professional misconduct, saying he conducted an inadequate review of the construction of a temporary stage structure. As a result, the organization ordered that his license be revoked. The Discipline Committee also fined the company behind the stage constructions an authorization $5,000. The inquest ended with a set of non-binding recommendations for the best practices for the live performance industry. Radiohead called the recommendation sound and practical. Nicola Mundy, the coroner of Doncaster, England, has since said that Johnson's death was due to inadequate technical advice and wholly inadequate construction techniques.
Yeah, this has been a story that has been bouncing around over the last couple of years, so it's great that he finally gets to rest in peace.
Yeah, it's a bit of closure for the family.
Sure. By the way, in the world of music streaming, you have your Apple Musics, your Spotify's, your SoundClouds. Bandcamp, however, for me, takes it to the next level, almost acting like a label with merch, digital sales, and Bandcamp has been a real lifesaver for many artists who make a fraction of a cent on those streaming revenues. A few days back, the platform announced Bandcamp Live, jumping on the live streaming train, a ticketed streaming service that makes it easy for artists to perform and connect with their fans, and for fans to directly support the artists that they love. It's not a complete streaming solution as of yet. Any interested artists who still need various broadcasting softwares like OBS, but Bandcamp has offers a thorough support guide. Bandcamp will automatically notify you when your favorite artist announces a show. It's easy to buy a ticket since so many people already have a Bandcamp account and a safe credit card. You so can showcase your music and merch right alongside your stream in what they call a virtual merch table. The service is already open and a whole host of artists have been scheduled to perform upcoming shows. Madison McFerrin, Bobby Rosa, Pedro the Lion, Cloud Nothings and many more. The service is free, for artists until March 31st next year. But after that, Bandcamp is said to take 10% of the cut from each sale.
By the way, Guitar Center, America's largest retailer of musical instruments, became the latest company that has fallen victim to the pandemic after it filed for bankruptcy protection last weekend. Prior to the pandemic, the company was already struggling to compete with their online rivals, and COVID was the final nail in the coffin as the company was forced to temporarily close most of its stores earlier this year. The company entered Chapter 11 of the restructuring proceedings in the U.S. bankruptcy court. For those of you who are not familiar with it, Chapter 11 is a form of bankruptcy that includes the reorganization of a debtor's business affairs, debts and assets. Guitar Center will continue to pay its vendors and employees in full for now as they embark on a process to settle those debts. It's interesting to see this happen to a retailer that's been there for quite a while, and it's not only known in the US but elsewhere too. Like, I mean, you've heard of jokes, meme jokes about, you know, songs that you can't play at Guitar Center, and like that, right? Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. There's a conversation about how, because of the pandemic, people have been buying a lot more things, music instruments included, but I guess Guitar Center's failure to adapt fast enough to the online market means that they lost out to their competitors. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Guitar Center is definitely one of the more legendary household names in this business, and hopefully they'll get back on their feet soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
That has been our By The Way segment this week. We're about to get out of here, but first up, here's a track from someone I've never heard before, Hanif. Tierra Whack.
Yeah, Tierra Whack. I've heard of her only recently, but I am digging, you know, her tunes.
Let's get into it.
Is a very new one, Peppers and Onions, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.